The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's now time for the Living Word Church of God in Christ broadcast with Pastor Derek Lomax.
God bless you. It's good to talk to you again. And I want to ask you a question. Is God's love enough for you? Is God's love enough for you? I believe God's love should be enough. We know that John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." That scripture is precious. That's the most precious and really the most important scripture in the Bible. But I've run into Christians who mock John 3:16, and I've run into cult members who mock John 3:16. But I know that God loves me, and I know he cares, and I know that Jesus died for me, and I do believe in him, and I do surrender my life to him, and I do submit to him. And I thank God, and I thank the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit for his love. And I know that the scripture says in Romans 5 that God commended or demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Why do some people want to tell us that God hates us? Or that he hates sinners. But they say they are saved. Well, when did Christ die for you? He died for you while you were yet in your sins. You were not born saved. You were born in sin. You were born lost. But God demonstrated his love for you. That Christ died for you while you were yet in your sins. That's love. Oh, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. But we were not born in that condition. We were born in sin. We were born wicked. We were born rebellious. 1 month old, but in sin. I didn't say you purposely and knowingly. Yes, you were innocent, but you still had a sin nature. And when you came to the age of accountability, if it was just for a moment, you still had a sin nature. So why do we debate that? But the key question for somebody out there is God's love enough for you? The rich young ruler in Mark chapter 10 and in verse 21, after the man came running to Jesus and appeared to worship him and told Jesus all the good that he had done, the Bible says Jesus looked at the man, beholding him, and loved him. Oh, my goodness. Can you picture the love of Christ just pouring out for this young man who thought he had done everything? But inside he also knew that he was not right with God. He knew he lacked something. I'm talking to somebody out there who knows the Bible, who knows the tenets of the faith, who knows intellectually that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead, but they recognize they are lacking something. And I'm not going to tell you the whole prescription that Jesus gave this man, but Jesus did say, take up your cross and come and follow me. And that's what he's telling you. And that's what he's telling all of us. Take up your cross. Take up your cross in your marriage. Take up your cross in your ministry. Take up your cross on the job. Take up your cross in the neighborhood. Take up your cross, and as you're taking it up, follow Jesus. Now, you may feel you've taken up the cross, but if you're not following him, what good is it? You got to follow him because he is the way, the truth, and the life. This man, this rich young ruler, was loved. The Bible says it again in Mark 10 and 21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. But because Jesus loved him, he could not leave him in that condition. He said, one thing you lack. You're too stuck on your stuff. You're stuck on yourself and you're stuck on your stuff. And in spite of Jesus' loving, encouraging admonition, his loving commandment, the man went away sad, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. He went away sad, and he went away grieved. He was sad because he didn't want to give up his stuff. He was grieved because he knew he lacked what only Jesus can give. Only Jesus can give eternal life. Don't fight it. Don't try to deconstruct. Don't try to say the Bible is not real. Don't try to say God does not exist. Don't try to give science discredit. Only Jesus can give eternal life. Now, if you don't want to receive it, then that means God's love is not enough for you. The eternal love of God is not enough. If you want to hold on to your great possessions of sin, then his love is not enough. This man had great possessions of money. He might have been a moralist, but he was not saved. He might have been a teacher, but he was not saved. He might have been rich, but he was not saved. Now, there are some that say this rich young ruler was Nicodemus and that he eventually got saved. Well, that is my prayer for all of you who are not yet saved, that God's love will be enough for you. Because Jesus died. He only died once. And we don't want to crucify him afresh. And we don't want to put him to an open shame. We want his death to be enough. Some groups, because they don't want to surrender to Christ, say, oh no, he didn't die. But would God perpetrate a fraud and a lie and a deception? Would he have his handpicked apostles teaching that he died? But here's the thing. Enoch didn't die, right? And Elijah didn't die, right? But they did not conquer death, hell, and the grave either. Do you get it? Going up to heaven is not enough. He was already in heaven. He had to come down and take on a human nature for the purpose of dying. So those of you that say, well, how come he didn't know when he would appear? My goodness, he was talking as a son whose father was preparing the wedding. He was talking from his humanity, but it was from the point and purpose of his humanity that he came to die. He tasted death for you. That's why the father gave his son in your place, to die in your place, so that he can conquer death in your place and give you eternal life. So that you can say, yes, Lord, your love is enough. Your love is sufficient for me. You don't hate me. You never did. You have situated me perfectly for me to reach out to you. You have allowed certain things to happen in my life that at the time it broke my heart. But you broke me to make me. You broke me in order to save me. You broke me to change me and to deliver me. You did not hate me. You never hated me. You didn't like everything I did because you don't like sin. But you loved me and you love sinners. That's why you came. And some of us are just using certain scriptures as an excuse. You talk about, oh my goodness, Lord help me. You talk about just cherry picking in order for you to hate. But if God loved you and forgave you, we should love and forgive others. Love means do good. God never said like everything everybody does, because you shouldn't even like everything that you do. But you should dislike your sin enough to repent of it and surrender your life to Christ. And some of us may need to surrender all over again and allow his love to be enough. God demonstrated his love. He commended his love. He showed his love. There should be no doubt. There should be no mock. There should be no ridicule. For the Father to give his only begotten Son, for the Son to say, Father, prepare me a body. I will take on a body. I will die in the place of sinful man. Some of you all want to say he wasn't the Son until he was born. Read Hebrews chapter 10, where he said, prepare me a body, where the Son said it. Read Hebrews chapter 1, where the Father spoke to the Son and called him God. Read John 17, where the Son said to the Father, I want to come back to the glory that I had with you from eternity past. But because he loved us, he died for us, and he wants us to spend eternity with him so that we can be eternally glad that we surrendered our life to Christ. May God bless you until we talk again.
Thank you for joining us for the Living Word Church of God in Christ broadcast with Pastor Derek Lomax. The Living Word Church of God in Christ is located at 12 Westlake Avenue in Daly City at the corner of Mission. You can reach the church by calling 650-757-3500. Thank you once again for listening, and we look forward to having you back to this broadcast of Living Word Church of God in Christ in Daly City.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.